Okay, we are going to start on the Tosus and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Dibur Hamaschil Bilavayer Kuyama Lo Pligi Bilahaba Maspa. We had a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Papi and Rav Papa Mishmei Derava whether Nusach Habracha for Bedikas Chametz is Levayer Chametz or Al Bir Chametz. The Gemara explains that the lesson of Levayer certainly would be Mashma Lahaba. The question is the lesson of Al Bir Chametz. So a puppy holds that's not acceptable because you're making the bracha before the mitzvah as the cloud goes over Lasiyasan, and Al Bir is Mashma Lisha'avar Meikara. So therefore you have to say Levayer. A puppy says now Al Bir is also lesson that can be implying Lahaba, and that's what the Gemara says the halacha is that way. Yilchasa Al Bir Chametz. So meanwhile, we're pointing out that the lashon of leh with a lamid is certainly mashma lahaba. And based on this, Tosis is going to discuss the nusach habracha that we find by bris mila. We find the Gemara mentions the bracha of alamila as part of the shakir tar in the Gemara. The Gemara explains that here we say alamila according to everybody. The Gemara says, l'saget rabi mahil. But there's another bracha that's mentioned in the sugyan Shabbos at the end of paragraph of the mila. That's said by the Av, by the father. That's the Nusach HaBracha called Lachniso Beviso Shel Avram Avinu. And this is, of course, starting with the Lamed, Lehachniso. So the question now would be, when should this bracha be said? So Tos tells us, Nekana Yematzvich Rashba, Levarech Lefnei Hamila Lachniso. Many Yerushalayim Agoras here, Rashbam. So it could be in Tosus, you should also read it as the Rashbam. The Rashba would mean the Rashmishans. But the way it's brought elsewhere is from the Rashbam. It could be that's the Girsa here too. The Rashbam was, of course, the grandson of, of Rashi. I mean, the brother of, the grandson of Rashi, the brother of Rabbeinu Tam, the oldest brother, right? Rabbeinu Tam's oldest brother, Shmuel ben Meir. So the Rashbam required Levarech Lefnei HaMila L'Hachnisa. The L'Hachnisa should be said before the Mila. Di'ila Acher HaMila, if you say L'Hachnisa after the mitzvah Mila was already fulfilled, Yishaker b'berchasa. The bracha would have would be implying sheker. Why dilehachniso haba mashma? So lehachniso is going on what you're going to do. So it means the migla didn't happen yet. That's one reason why lehachniso should be said before. But oh, then there's another point. Shetzarach levarach over lasiyasa. So notice there are two points being made here. The lehachniso should be first, before the migla, not after. Number one, the Nusach HaBracha, since it's a Nusach of Leh, so it has to be before the Hachnasa LeBris, before the Bris. And moreover, because the Halacha is that you make a Bracha over Asiyasa. Tosus at this point is not explaining what the purpose of Lachniso is. Why is the Av making a Bracha Lachniso? You're already making a Bracha Alam Mila, which is on the Mitzvah's Mila. Why is there a separate Bracha Bachal for the Av to say Lachniso? Tosus doesn't tell you how he understood it, but the fact that Tosus says it's Obel Asiyasan means that it's shaykh to the mitzvah, so it has to be before the mitzvah. That's the second time of Tosus. And the Lashon of Leh would also mean it has to be before the mitzvah, shaykh to the mitzvah. These are the two points made by the Rashban. What is not clear in Tosus, reading our Tosus, is, okay, so exactly what would be first? You have two brachas being made before the mila then. You have the bracha of Ala Mila that's said by the mayo. You have the Lachniso that's said by the father. Both Tosus are saying would be before the Mila. Okay, and whose bracha would be said first? From our Tosus, it's Sasum, so you don't really know. If you read Tosus in Shabbos, L'chora is the Giloy Tosus by us. Because what you see in Tosus in Shabbos, and here again, it's Rabbeinu Shmuel, that's why I think it's probably the Rashban here as well. He says that we have to change the gears in the Gemara. So he's not just saying that you have to say lachniso before the mila, not after, but you have to say lachniso followed by the alamila. The girsa in the Gemara that we have in Shabbos and that Amud Kufla Mizanim Abbeis, Tanu Rabbanan, Hamal Omer Shekit Shem Mitfosav Tzivano Alamila, Aviyad Ben Omer Shekit Shem Mitfosav Lachniso Bivisa Shabram Avinu. And then it goes on, Ha'omdim Omim Kishem Shinichan Sabris, Ken Kanis Torchub Masim Tovim. And then comes the bracha shekida shedid mi beten, which is said afterwards, and then they have the naming, of course, after that. But the bracha is a shekida. That's another bracha that's said. So Tosus quotes there. Rabbeinu Shmuel Garis Aviyah ben Bereisha. V'hader Hamal Omer Uprahine glasses king, Levara Khadia ben Kodem Hamila, Mishum Drachniso, Habamashma. And he goes on and runs with the svar that we have by us, Kidar Minan in Psachim, Belevar Koma Lapido Habamashma, but oh, the Komet Rosh Yasin. So the exact two points that are made over here. Number one, the Nusach HaBracha should be is less, so therefore has to be before. And two, over Asiyasin, the Bracha has to be before the mitzvah, so that's why it has to be before. But he says it as part of changing the gears in the Gemara. Why do you have to change the gears? So why can you leave the gears and just say that Alamila, then Lachniso, then the Maisamila, then the cutting? What does he have to say that the Lachniso came before the Alamila? Why can you leave the gears alone and just say that Lachniso is before? In other words, if it would say the other way, you wouldn't know. Now, so that's all about that. Is that it? Was there some svara that ala mila has to be said immediately before the mila without any interruption of another brach? What? L'chara, that's what's Mashm Tosis in the Hemshech here, that L'chara, the ala mila is the last thing said before the mila itself. You're going to tell the mayor is going to wait to do the mila after his bracha while someone else makes another bracha? L'chara, that's the pshat, because you see, let's go on in Tosis by Yash. The Lonir Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, meaning now it will be the brother. The two brothers have a chilki deis here, okay, not the first time. The Lonir Rabbeinu Tam, the Beperek Rav Elazar de mila, that Gemara, Tanya, the Brisa reads, Hamol Omer Sheket Shon Mitfosa Betzivano Al Nila, Avia Ben Omer Lachnisa, Mashma La'achar Hamila Mekomo. So the fact that the Gemara says that the Mayel says Alamila and Avia Ben says Lachnisa, Mashma La'achar Hamila Mekomo. And now he has to go be Miyash of the two points that were made. Where is it Mashma? What's the Mashma? So if the Rashbam was changing the order, so then that's the Mashma. You want to change the order, but like still, but maybe Lachniso was also before the Mila. There were two brachas, first ala Mila, then Lachniso, and then the Mila. We don't be able to see Mashma Lacha Mila Mekoma. So the pshat would be, because Rabbi Tam took for granted, and maybe the Rashbam as well, that if there's a bracha of ala Mila, you can't tell the mayo to wait to follow up on his bracha, on his bracha as a mitzvah, while another person makes another bracha. Then miyad, he has to do the mila. Over lasiyas, and we saw yesterday in the ritva, the over means dafke. It shouldn't be just stam kodem. There should be no shihia, no hefzo. He talked about a shiach, the ilikmas kula, whatever the shiach. But the maisa, certainly, as much as possible, you're supposed to be so mech the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah, to the bracha, to the bracha as a mitzvah. It could be, I mean, this is maybe not a compelling deal, but the fact that the Gemara says kishem she nichnas labris, it says right after the bracha v'ashekid shanu achniso the ha'omdim omrim kishem she nichnas labris, as we all know. So that's obviously said after the mila. So maybe that's also mashma that the achniso was after, because it says the father says achniso ha'omdim omrim kishem she nichnas. So it sounds like that same time that the father says achniso, they say kishem she nichnas. But I don't think that's such a raya, because you could always read the Gemara that the Omdim say it after the Mila. That doesn't say in the Gemara that the Amira of the Kahal of Kishem Shenichnas was mamish simultaneous kimat with the Lachniso. You could have, again, read the Gemara that Hamo Omesh al Amila, Avia ben Omer Lachniso, then was the Mila, then was HaOmdim saying Kishem Shenichnas. So like, what do you have to assume that Kishem Shenichnas was together with the Lachniso? Maybe the bris was in between. So I think the pshat must be what we said before, that the ala mila was some of the mila without anything else in between. So, and that's why the Rashbam mentioned in Masechta Shabbos had to change the gear. So it's not just that he said you say Lachniso before, but what also has to follow from that is that you first do the Lachniso, the father, then the ala mila. Again, although that's not as clear in our toasts. So Rabbeinu Tam did not want to change the gears in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam saw in the Gemara Mashmaus that the Lachniso is afterwards. But now the two points that were mentioned by the Rashbam as far as why you shouldn't say Lachniso afterwards. Point number one, the Nusach HaBracha, Le, sounds like it's before. And number two, the Klav over Asiyasa. So the Rabbi Yonatan takes it one at a time. It's interesting. Apparently, each point has to be addressed separately. You couldn't take one, both points and answer them with one yesod. There has to be a separate answer for each point, as we see here. Dr. Rabbi Yonatan, he continues, Afagav bilachniso masma lahaba. This is point number one, that the fact that it says leh, lehachniso, sounds like we haven't done it yet. Well, kash, that doesn't bother Rabbi Yonatan. Now here you see there's a shina tosis in Pesachim and tosis in Shabbos. You must have noticed. Let's see how it says in our tosis on this point. Well, kash, why? The low alzos hanasa asha mivarech. This bracha of lachniso is not on what's happening now, on the bris that's taking place right now. This baby, ella mishabeach umodel hakadosh baruch hu. He's adding here that it's a shevach to Hashem. Shetzivanu al hamila kishetava liyado. It's a shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu that He commanded us about mila whenever we have an opportunity to do mila, whenever that is. V'tiknu al kan. Why did they say institute such a bracha to Meshibach Kadosh Baruch Hu that gave us a tzivoy of mila whenever we have an opportunity? It's a shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that we have such a mitzvah to do mila. V'tiknu al kan legalos ulodia shezuha mila nasa l'shem yotzreinu, to show, to have a hecker that this mila that we did was l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not from other agendas, not other ulterior motives. For example, v'lo l'shem avodah zara. So gets an avodah zara. Yeah, some people do milas for other deities. V'lo l'shem murna. That, the Mashal explains, is like a tolas, so some kind of a worm on the makom ha'arla, so you have to cut it because of that. Something is a face, whatever has to be removed. So it says a talas. So that's morna for refuah, in other words, it's for the sake of refuah. The Loshim Hagrizim, again, people had all kinds of agendas. That's point number one. That's regarding the Madbeah Habrach. So let's just touch up what he just said. How can you say a Loshim Leh? There's always Lahaba Mashma. The answer is, it's not on the Milav right now. If we're talking about lachniso, this mila right now, it may happen. So you can't say leh. The answer is, it's about the general mitzvahs mila. So if you speak in the abstract, you can say leh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah us that whenever we have opportunities, mitzvah, there could be more opportunities, more for you and for Klal Yisrael. Whenever, so we're talking about the opportunities that are yet to materialize, those opportunities that are still in front of us. Habayim Olenu Latova, right? That's the lit. That we have opportunities to do what? Lehachniso, to bring children into the covenant. Okay, so that's what this bracha is. It's a bracha of shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us this mitzvah of mila. Okay, so why did they institute this bracha shevach, as it were, at this juncture here, at the time that you did a bris mila, after you finished a bris mila? Why would they be attacking it right now? The answer is because what it does is it's a hecker to show that this mila was in fact the shem mitzvah. So this hecker is like a piersum that the mitzvah that was just done had the proper motive. So the nusach is leh. Doesn't bother me because it's not going on what I just did. Then it happened already. Can't say leh. It's going on the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities soon, you know, not yet, more opportunities, future opportunities that we can do mila, and we did it, and we say it now to show to Megale on this. So this is how it answers the lamed. No, what about the other kasha? So here's interesting. So chayra, you could say, oh, so what do we have here? It's not a birchas mitzvah, right? It's a birchas of what? A bracha of what? Shevach. So maybe you could say, so what's the other kasha of the Rashbam? Mm-hmm. So maybe say simple. So it's not birchas a mitzvah. It's not shaykh to this particular mila. So mela, there's no halacha of avos yasa. Would that have been sufficient? What do you say, Yaakov? So the Ran and the Rashbam and Shabbos say birchas a shevach. Doesn't need over Asiyasim. It's been a Yonah also like that in Brachas Here it's saying, it's talking about this particular type of shevach. But if you say Birchas Hashem doesn't need it, so then obviously this doesn't need it. And even if you say, but what about this particular Birchas Shevach? So what would Rabbeinu Tam hold about general Birchas Hashevach? Maybe he would also hold that he needs Avilas Yasa. So therefore he has to continue and say something else. Or maybe he holds that maybe by general Birchas HaShevach, okay, you don't necessarily, but this particular bracha, l'maisa, they were mitaken as Shevach for what reason? They were miyachas it to what? What's the heker for? The Shevach is to create a heker for this mitzvah. So therefore, it should also have been done before you do the mitzvah to create the heker. Okay, so one of two possibilities. The Baal Tam is not willing to just use what he just said and answer up the other point. He has to say another yisod for the overlasiyas, as we'll soon read. Why isn't just enough to say to Birchas HaShevach? So again, the Arish showed him that in the Chanami, they say the whole klal is not true by Birchas HaShevach. Baal Tam can hold that it is. Birchas HaShevach, that's niskan in the framework of a Maisa Mitzvah, also has overlasiyas. Interesting machlokas to think about. Maybe it's totally in the svaras of Avilasiyasim. We saw yesterday the Ritva had two svaras. Why Avilasiyasim? So you have to know. Could be it would be nogea the question of what it is of Avilasiyasim. Or it could be that by general Birchas HaShevach, maybe Rabbeinu Tam could also agree it doesn't need it. But this particular Birchas HaShevach, he explained what it's about. Why the Mesakin it here? In order to create a heker on the Mila. So it's in that way, it's Shaykh to the Mila. So you have to still go on and say something else. The Masha points out that from the Rosh's Mashma, that just saying this Svara is enough to answer the other Kasha too, of Avilas Yasa. The Masha points out, you see, that the Rosh is actually part of the larger Arichas that we'll get to toward the end of the Sugya about when you have a Bracha of Le and when a Bracha of Al. So we go through many, many different mitzvahs. And when he references Mila, and lachniso, so he says the following words. Umashim mevarchin lachniso, meaning with a lamed, mishum debracha zo, meaning from the Rosh here, in the middle of the Simen Yud, in the very long arichas in the Rosh, when he goes through the klalim, he says the following words, quoted by Masha, the kitzer. Mishum debracha, or he's alluded to in the Masha, mishum debracha zo, lo niskina legamri, this is interesting Russian, lo niskina legamri al mitzvah zo. But listen to what he says carefully. Teda, what's my raya that it wasn't niskin alugami mitzvazu? The hamivarchin osa lacha amila. Continues the rush. Ella niskin alahodo salahalel, vishabeach hakadosh baruch hu shetziva lasos mitzvazu b'chol pam shetavu liyadeinu. He doesn't add the inyan of well l'shem avodah zara. Doesn't add that, but he says that it was niskin alahodo salahal shabeach hakadosh baruch hu shetziva lasos mitzvazu b'chol pam shetavu liyadeinu. So he's saying the word of the Rabbeinu Tam that it's a hashevach that Hashem commanded us to do this mitzvah whenever we have opportunities, meaning future opportunities. So from the perspective of putting ourselves in the place of thanking Hashem that we have such opportunities available to us, what is the lashon that's appropriate? What's the nusach appropriate? We're talking about opportunities that are available, meaning not that have already come, but that will come, right? That's the b'chopam shetabal yadenu. So that's the lamed. But notice, in the middle of the Rosh's explanation, he says, "What's my raya? That is lo niskin ogami mitzvah. What's the teda of the Rosh? Teda? Da mevarchin osalacha hamila." And then he continues and says the svara. So what do you see in the Rosh? That this svara itself answers why it's not overlesi us. And Rabbeinu Tam apparently has to say more. So that's what the Mashah is all made on. Chora, interesting machlokas, right? Second off. He says, "Dlo azos hanasa achshav v'chein hu berash." Avo betosos. Okay, we'll get to Tosis in Shabbos, that we'll see. We'll mention that too. Umasha kasvu od, the ain't sarach of baruch avos yasso, el b'makom, as he's going to say, if only the same person is doing it, The Rosh mitaretz la bahadu el. In the Rosh, the question of when you make the bracha and it doesn't have lasi yaso is already matured with the other svar. So why didn't Tosis buy that? So listen how the Mashal puts it. It's not going what's happening right now. You're mevarech this because of the milav now. What's prompting us to make this suddenly, this shout out, this shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us milav for when we have milav, and the Ritam adds that, and it's also, I would add the heker, that it's not for the sake of the refuah and so on. The ilav ha-milav shalach shavu ha-yam mevarech la-kral. Ha-yavarech ha-baruch ha-sav ha-siyaso. Ilav ha-itam shekosmu, that when someone else is saying it, you don't have that din of ha-siyaso. It's interesting. That it could be, if you want to be medayik further, could be that the fact that Rabbeinu Tam emphasizes the fact that it's a hecker that this milah was not for l'shem hagrizim and so on. Maybe that's pushing Rabbeinu Tam more that he has to say another vort, because otherwise l'maisa it's a gili, it's a hecker for this. The Rosh didn't add those words. The Rosh just said it's a shevach l'shbrachu that shetavu yadeinu. Okay, so for the Rosh, maybe it's enough to just say, oh, that's why you only have a siyasa. Mashal didn't emphasize that point. Mashal says, since what's prompting the bracha is this mila, you should also have a siyasa. The Rosh didn't agree. No.
why exactly is this bracha shema of the mila? Isn't this bar of the mila? Why does it have to happen afterwards?
What does it need? What?
Why, if the bracha itself is being this bar, that this mila is the same shemaim, why does that have to happen afterwards? Wouldn't the recovery make more sense to be before?
So that's the point. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam needed to add another part. Why is it not over Lasiyasa? That's exactly where we're going. In other words, I'm adding that point like this. The Rabbeinu Tam emphasizes it's a Shevach. And it's a Shevach for the opportunities that exist in the abstract, which is future. That's the Lamed. The Rosh says that, doesn't add the point of Hecker. And he says, and what's my proof that that's the pshat in the bracha lachniso? Because you say it afterwards. The Rabbeinu Tam needs to say something else as to why it's afterwards. What about Obah Asiyas? Says the Mashab, because Lamaisa, what's prompting this Shevach? The fact that we have this Mila now, so you should have said Obah Asiyas. I added what you just said. And moreover, how did Rabbeinu Tam explain the Shevach? The point of the Shevach, why are they attacking the Shevach right now? To create a hecker and be mefarsim that this Mila was L'shem Yitzvenu. So Adarabba, so a bracha that was niskan for this mitzvah, to touch up this mitzvah, to frame this mitzvah, should have all the Asi Asa. So that's what he's going to have to say. Another vort, why Taka didn't say to do it over Asi Asa.
But even after the Maskana of the Thoth was, it's not over Asi Asa, we don't need that. The hacker
will be after the fact. What? In the Chanami, the hacker will come afterwards.
Why does the hacker need to be afterwards?
No, Lamaisa, it's all the same occasion. You know, good. At the end of the day, the Omdim are not leaving after the Mila. There's still going to be a Shakidas, there's still going to be a Bracha, there's still going to be a Mazel Tov, and the naming. I mean, Lamaisa, it's all the same Maimed. So as long as the hacker comes as part of the Mitzvah's Mila, good. But you could have argued that Lamaisa, it wasn't based on Obel Siyaso, if this bracha is a bracha that's very much intended to stamp this mitzvah in a certain way, so it should go under the cloud of Obel Siyaso. I'll tell you another svar why it's not, why it doesn't go under, it doesn't have to have Obel Siyaso. But I could have heard very well Obel Tam's point. The Rosh didn't accept that. Rosh says, good, it's a Shevach. I added, and the Rosh doesn't bring in the Shevach this particular thing, that he adds over here, the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Shiloh L'shem Grizim, Har Grizim, and so on. You have to look at the Rosh and Shabbos also. The Rosh there also talks about it. But again, their talk, it's not so, it doesn't stem, because the Rosh does add. If you look at the Rosh and Shabbos, so what I'm saying is maybe Chara, it's not going to work for the Rosh and Shabbos. The Rosh here didn't mention the Shiloh L'shem Har Grizim. But the Rosh says as follows in Shimon Yud there, in Perek of Rosh of the Mila. The Rosh says, and he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam,
Rabbeinu Tam
The tikna la makom zeh legalus ladia dezos hamitzvah nasus l'shem Hakadosh Baruch Hu velo l'shem murna velo l'shem hagrizin. So the Emes says he's calling a ben otam there, and he's not bringing, but he doesn't bring in the question of asiyasa. It could be the Rosh Hashanah, even that doesn't need, if it's a hecker, so it's not a hecker, you know, but it still doesn't need over lasiyah. So it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas ha-shevach, with them attacking in association with the mitzvah. That doesn't go into the rule of lasiyah. When Rabbeinu Tam, you could say that every shevach that's connected to a mitzvah is over lasiyah. So we could say dafke here, because it was prompted by this mila, and it's coming to me, create a hecker for this mila. That's why he should have had Abu Asiyasa. So he has to come with a new reason.
If we're saying I'll be able to pull, why would be a hecker afterwards? Should be making a bracha.
In the bracha itself should sell that it's a shef mitzvanu. The bracha itself should sell it for Shem Yotzvenu. So it's an extra hecker. You know, it's a birchas hashevach for Kodesh Baruch Hu that he gave us this opportunity. What?
That was the male saying that. Now the father, you want the father.
The father is making his mitzvah through this. You know, the father wants to mark nefaris from his kavana. I hear that was the other. So that will be if the father made the mila. Yeah, the Gemara says if the father makes the mila, he wouldn't be achnis. So. Yeah, that's the other part of the mashia. Yeah. That's the other part of the mashia. Right. We'll get to that. But let's see the next part of Tosis. Now, just maybe hold this thought for a second. The Masha points out that Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos says different on this point. Why can you say a lashon leh? You're making the bracha afterwards. Rashbam says he said before. He says leh achnis. So the Rabbeinu Tam says different. He doesn't say this whole big svara that it's really a birchas hashevach Hashem yotzveinu. He has a more technical answer. What does Rabbeinu Tam say over there? That when the Gemara says that the Lamed is Lahaba Mashma, it doesn't mean it has to be Lahaba, it can't be Lashava. It means Lahaba, but can it also mean Lashava? Can it also go back? Yes. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says over there. Let's take a look. Rabbeinu Tam, Hezir Haminu Kadmuso. In other words, what Rashbam was doing, it wasn't just changing a girsa, he was hinhid, right? As it says in Tosus, Ukfarhini Glasus came, right? It wasn't just just for the sake of learning. He said the Girsa should be this, but I'm not changing Minag Yisrael. No. Ukfarhini Glasus came. So the Rashbam, the older brother, made people, and by his shtivo, right? They were saying Lachniso first, and then the Alamir. Rabbeinu Tam had a lot of places he pushed back the other way. Rabbeinu Tam says the Tosus, Herzir. A minig kadmuso, which was the original minig, that the first would be the alamila, then the achniso, the garas and his girsa, garas hamol bereisha, v'had avia ben, not the girsa the Rashbam changed it to, kimosha kasa b'chol asvarin. Then he says v'chein mucha, interesting, v'chein mucha kua sugi, but the kamar ha'om dim sham omen k'shem she'achniso lebris, mekal shekfar achniso. So here Hitaka brings that what everyone says is a raya that the achniso was after, even though, as I said before, Chayra, not 100% right. Maybe the Rachnisa was before, and the statement of Kishem Shechnasta, Shem Shechnasta was after. Rabbeinu Tam must have assumed that the people's announcement of Kishem Shechnasta was mamash in response to his bracha Rachnisa. You said Rachnisa when we gave you the chizah Kishem Shechnasta, Shem Shechnasta. Sounds like it was all at the same time, and that was after the bris. Then he has another kasha. We'll see that. The nira, he has a riot from the case of Milas Gerim that the girsa should be what Rabbeinu Tam feels. What about the time of the Rashban? So what about the fact that the Gemara says that Levi or Kuyam Lupigi de la Haba Mashma? Says Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos. A different way of being the Gemara. Not the Lahaba exclusively Lahaba. Lahaba more than Lishaavar. The Mashmaus of Levair is more indicative of the future rather than on the past. If I had a choice, that's the stronger Mashmaus. Ni Lishaavar, Nami Mashma. Kipligi ba'albi or masava de masma meikara. Tfei melahava masava lahava nami masma kmo meikara. In other words, the question is only of degree. So if I find a bracha of a lir that said afterwards, lo nora, it's not earth shattering kash. So apparently the Rashbam held differently, and our Tosfos also, the whole Tosfos learns differently. Here Rabbeinu Tam needed to come up with a new yesod, that it's not a bracha on the mitzvah, it's a bracha sashevach on the opportunities that will come, because he wanted the lachniso to be lahaba. So that's the shina between Tosfos and Shabbos and Tosfos in here. And again, the shaila is how you learn the Gemara in terms of the whether the Gemara means lahaba mashba, that it can't mean l'sha'ava. But then Rabbeinu Tam, of course, goes to the other kasha, which he has to. And in that case, he certainly has no choice but to now address the other kasha. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos, it comes out he doesn't accept this yisod. He's not saying the yisod of birchas hashelach. So what is lachnis? So it's seemingly a birchas mitzvah. We have to know what that means. We had alamila. The Rashbam is learning that it's not a birchas. He's not saying birchas hashelach. So what is lachniso exactly? That's sasam and tosis, right? It doesn't say. But Rabbeinu Tam and Shabbos also doesn't say. He just takes care of the kasha by saying that the lamid is also could be l'shavar as well. That's what we're holding right now. So we still need to figure out the answer to the second kasha for Rabbeinu Tam. What's he going to do with Ogel Asiyaso? He doesn't want to accept what the Rush says, that it takes care of everything. We also have to come back and figure out how did the Rashbam understand Lachnisa. Rabbeinu Tam gave us a new mahalach in understanding Lachnisa. It's a brichas hashevach, l'shem yotzreinu, that we're talking now for the reasons that he says. And what did Rashbam think about Lachnisa? That he felt it has to be before? He must have seen it as some kind of brichas mitzvah. What do you mean a brichas mitzvah? What's the pshat? You already have a bracha of alambila. What's the Lachnisa do? What's Rashbam thinking about?
Rabbeinu Tam, how does he understand like why the Makbe of the Bracha is Asher Kiddushan and so said the Tzivanek of the Bichon Sheva? Seemingly, you could have said, Baruch Hashem El Kiddu Malach Aram Shech Nisim.
Right, so we'll see. We're going to get to Kiddushan also, such a not in the Sach. Tzivan Ola Rayos, what is that exactly? Sometimes you find even a Bichon Sheva has the Makbe of the Tzivanek. Yeah, it's interesting. It's like sort of like a hybrid type of thing. The Mitzivanu has a certain smacks of Birchas HaMitzvah, and yet he's saying it's a Shevach. It's like Birchas HaMitzvah that's also like a Iker for as a Shevach. Yeah,
that's why he needs to learn.
Yeah. It's Mitzivanu, yeah. But it's Hashem, but he's saying Hashem, it's so wonderful that you gave us such a Tzivon. So it's a Shevach for the fact that there is such a Tzivon. That's why it says Mitzivan. Baruchata Shekid Sharb Mitzosa for having this. Right, so that's why Mitzivan is serving as part of the Shevach. The Shevach is that the Yosef Tzivur. Yeah. You don't hear what I'm saying. It has a different music to your ears when you hear Mitzivan, not Mitzivan on this mitzvah, Mitzivan for the Indian of Lachniso. Yeah.
Now, after a job in our lid, but we do see that even by Halal, we say that.
Who call us our leil? That's a bechas mitzvah. But that is a bechas mitzvah. It is a bechas mitzvah. What's the tzivoy exactly? Okay, what's the mark of the mitzvah halal? But it is a tzivoy. What does Tosfos say now on the second point? As far as Ovel Asiyaso, so he still needs to answer that. The ain sarach levarach Ovel Asiyaso, ela b'makom sha'osa mitzvah hu mevarach. Avo kishin varach acher lo. So Tosfos is saying that the halacha of Ovel Asiyaso doesn't apply when the mevarech is not the one who's osa mitzvah. Interesting. The in sarach varach, that halacha of Ovel Asiyaso was said when the mevarech is the osa mitzvah. Here, the mayo did the mitzvah. The father is mevarech lachniso, and therefore there's no Ovel Asiyaso. And he brings a raya, the keda, sher birchas erusin ein a mevarech ela achar erusin. So he brings us to something which itself is shani b'machlokas b'shonim, and certainly what we are familiar with is not this way, as the Marshal points out already in his time, where he lived. The birchas erusin is the Gemara Ksubis, that there's a bracha, sher kid shana b'mitzvosa, v'tzivanu al arayos, also one of Sarusos, Peter was in a source of the Chuba Kiddush, but then the Kaddish Ami saw the Chuba Kiddush. Shimon is with us, Mr. Shem, the Shatov, it's Lachas, right? Brach, he said not too long, Mr. Shem, not too distant future. So that bracha is a bracha that said, Tosis tells us, after Erisin. It means that first the Kiddushin takes place, the ring is given over, Harayat, they even see it, the Kodeshes. And then there's a bracha of Ashekid Shadim Risosa. That's what Tosis assumed. How could it be? It should be a what? It should be a Oberlesi Yasa. What exactly is Birchas Erisin? Shekid Shanu B'mitzvosa is the beginning of the bracha. But then you go into this whole Arichas, B'tzivanu, Al-Harayos, that there's Isurim, people who we can't marry, and even those who we can, there's Halacha, then Arus is still Aser, and only after Nisuin, Hitilonos and Nisuos, the Chubba V'Kiddushin creates a new Heter, even for the Arusa, and this is Mekadesh Amri. So what is it? Is it Birchas HaMitzvah? Is it Birchas HaShevach? And Tosis is saying the fact that you don't say it beforehand, I should have been before, Avolas Yasa. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, maybe you don't need Kodim Avolas Yasa, only Birchas HaMitzvah. So again, Kodim Rebbein Tam felt that Birchas HaShevach should need Avolas Yasa. So it comes out, you have to give it, and maybe, this Birchas HaShevach, they're attacking it on this mitzvah. It's Birchas HaShevach that's connected to a mitzvah. Elamai, a new Yisod. We have to explain it. But if it's someone else that's making the bracha, someone else doing the mitzvah, then we don't require a bas yasa. There's a rush in Ksuvis where the rush discusses this inyan. What exactly is Birchas Erisin and when do you say it? The rush is in Ksuvis in the first parak in Simon Yud Beis. The Gemara brings the nusach, my mevarchen, ashekit shadim, mitzvosa, vitzivan al harayos, and so on, the whole nusach. Benoag, then v'yesh. He asks, what exactly is this bracha? Why don't you just say a nusach of Kaddish Isha? Then he goes on, we don't make a bracha by Shkifah, Asa, when Evim Menachai. And he answers, we don't make a bracha by Evim Menachai. And he answers, nearly, ki bracha zu ain't a bracha l'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Goes on with that. Says the mitzvah is puravu, and you can have other ways to have puravu without kedushin. And he says, what is it? Brachas uniskina, says the Rash, lase shevach la kodesh baruch. See clearly a birchas shevach. Asher kitshan of mitzvosa vivdilonu min ha'amin. Okay. But it's a Birchas HaShevach. Now, earlier in the Rush, he talks about when you make the Brach. Yei shekasvu, shetzarech lasos achar ha'erisin. Shetzarech lasos achar ha'erisin. Now he presents a new svari. Why? Dilma hadra b'ha isha. B'hadil b'racha v'atal, a new svar. That we haven't heard before. Maybe the woman will be chicken out, as they say. She needs her das. You know, who else could have backed out? Not just the kala. Who else could back out? The chassin too. He talks about the kal of that guy. This is what he says. Not just the Rush, the Ravid, right? You saw the Ravid on the Rambam, right? Mm-hmm. The Rambam is very strong about the Birchas Erisin being before it. Ad kedei kach, he says that the bracha batal afterwards. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ishas Perek Gimel for the end of Perek Chav Gimel, Kol Mekadosh Isha Bei De'atam Bei Shliach Teruch Varech Kodem Hakiddushin Hu O Shlucho. For the Rambam, what does it sound like? What's the Birchas Erisin? Birchas Ha? Listen to the Mishnah. doesn't say like, yeah, we'll just, it's a shemach, but we'll make it. This is brachas. And the Rambam happens to hold, the condition is itself a mitzvah, ki yikach yishisha. So the Rambam makes perfect sense. He does, the whole brachas in the Rosh is because the Rosh holds that it's mitzvah's pruvu, and therefore he explains why it's not a brachas a mitzvah. The Rambam views it as a brachas a mitzvah, and he says it's straightforward. Over asiyasan. In kiddush below beirach, well, you baruch achah kiddushin, she says bracha vatal. Another sheet of the Rambam to be aware of. What happens if you already made, did the mitzvah? The mitzvah is already fulfilled, finished. There's nothing left to do. Then you can't make the bracha anymore. Mashinasek farnasek. Okay, so mevarech, the Ram gives you the nusach. But the Ram uses straightforward brachas. The Rosh learns it's a brachas hashevach. So he wants to know, when should you make it? So first he brings, there is a sheet that to make it before, meaning to say, even if it's brachas hashevach, it's a shayach, it was niskan for this mitzvah. So you should say it before. Then he says, svar number two. On the other hand, no, because maybe she'll be chozer. The od shebechol hamitzvus lefishem askirin asiyas hamitzvah mevarchen over asiyasan. Abul Khan im mevarchen asher kidshanu kadosh isha. We're not mentioning the chefs of the mitzvah in the bracha. The kivin im askirin asiyas hamitzvah ain't tzarich mevarchen over asiyasan. Interesting. If it's not a direct reference to the mitzvah in the nusach bracha, there's no over asiyasan. Who's first? So we have in the Rosh different possibilities. And Rabbeinu Tam is saying something new. Now, it's not any of the above. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Teda, Birchas Erisin, Inam Mevarech, Ela Acha Erisin. What's that a riot to? That when the Mevarech and the one doing the mitzvah are not one and the same person, there's no Abra Asiyasin. What's Pshat? Why? So how would you push up Pshat? How does it strike you? Read Tosis. What's the Pshat in Tosis? The seeming, the push up Pshat, I think, in the words, without having to put more into the words than what it says, is a clown over Asiyasa. Over Asiyasa is Pshat in a Seder. If the person makes, is doing bracha and a mitzvah, the din is bracha and then the mitzvah. But if they're separated, if one person is doing the bracha, another person the mitzvah, they each one's doing their own thing. When you have a seder, what unifies the seder? What makes it like it's one integrated unit? The person, each person, he's doing the bracha and the mitzvah. Then he has to do one, then two, A, B. But here, if it's two different people, so there's no halacha. There's no halacha that the bracha, this person doing the bracha, this person doing the mitzvah. So you can do the mitzvah first, and then the other person does the bracha afterwards. That's what one could say in reading the Tosis. However, Rishonim say more than that. They say along the lines of the Rosh with the woman, but they say not with the woman, with the Osa Mitzvah itself. The woman could be, is not part of the party to the Mitzvah. The Hoshayla, where it's part of the Mitzvah's Kedushin, or Purvu is not. But Rishonim say, Bino Peretz, for example, here. Tosis Rosh, I don't think, says it. We'll take a look after. Bino Peretz. Rabbeinu Tam didn't explain. So we just said it is what it is. It's only halacha by one person. But Taima says Rabbeinu Peretz, here's why. He thinks Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk. Mishum dekevan de'eno osa mitzvah hecha mevarech. How could you, the mevarech, make the bracha before the mitzvah if he's not doing the mitzvah? Hashema lo yasa ha'acher ha'mitzvah. V'nimsa shemas ki Hashem shamayim levatala. No. What about if you're doing it, if you're making the bracha? So then it's not choshish for that because you're about to do the mitzvah. So that you make the bracha, you go right to the mitzvah, not choshish that you're not going. Now, where did that svara, did that svara create a thin air? Did we see anything in the Gemara that's shaykh to this inyan, that there's a chshash bracha vatal? What do we see about this? Possibly in the Gemara? Oh, the Gemara discusses, the Gemara rejects it when it comes to, right? The Gemara said maybe you'll say there's an exception, right, when it comes to tefillah and also shofar, because maybe the mitzvah won't be done properly. So it comes out bracha vatal. So it's a chshash bracha vatal. You can't do a vela siyas. I ask, but you see that mila should be the same thing. Shkita the same thing. You see, not chosesh. But you see the idea that Achshash bracha batala might be a reason to put the bracha after the mitzvah. So that's what the Beit HaPeretz is saying, and others say this as well, that when you are doing the mitzvah, so then you make the bracha followed by the mitzvah. We know you're going to do the mitzvah. You're about to do the mitzvah, so you'd say the bracha. But if the other person is making the bracha, but maybe the other person who's doing the mitzvah won't do the mitzvah. So how could you let him make a bracha vatel? If it's in your control, you also could be chosen. Maybe you're not going to be chosen. You made the bracha. Like you're psyching yourself up for the mitzvah. So you're making the bracha. So your kavanah is already on the mitzvah now. But if I'm making the bracha and you're doing the mitzvah, who knows? Maybe you won't do the mitzvah. This is how Beit HaPeretz explains. The timer, he says, the time I read again, Mishum de Kiva de Ein Osa Mitzvah Hechenavar, Hashem Aloyasa Acha Mitzvah, Beninza Shemafki Shem Shema Batala, and the high time I know, Minicha Mibirchas Erisin. The Ein Adu Acha Erisin, Kenda Varech Ein Osa Mitzvah. So that's the Ovalasiyah. So according to Beit HaPeretz, that's Pshar Beilatam. It's a lot more than what we have in our Tosis, in the Lashon of Tosis. Tosis doesn't say all those extra words. Tosis in Shabbos as well. The comments over mitzvah. So to me, it sounds like maybe there's a more pashut way to be tosis without adding this whole svara. Although it's brought by many, many in the post game as well, it's brought this svara. But Rabbi Tam doesn't say it with all of that. He just says the klal is nivarech osa mitzvah, then there's a seder, bracha mitzvah. But if it's one person, another person, there's no halacha of asiyas. Again, start thinking about the svar of the mitzvah. You know, to be magdim, or the mitzvah is two svars. One is to be create a kavana for the mitzvah. So maybe that's more shaykh for the same person. The other svar, to be magdim, the avodas ha-nefesh, to avodas ha-aguf, to maisa aguf. What would you say? Two people also? Could be. Or maybe only by one person. I have to play with the svars of the mitzvah, maybe think of other possible svars. But here's what we have. The Beit HaPeretz makes it about the Chashash Bracha V'Atala, and Tosus doesn't add that. Tosus HaRash, the second, I'm going to take you in a second. Tosus HaRash also gives this answer. V'afagav v'sham is over siyasan, hanemim makam sha osahu amivarech, akshivarech achelo, teda. He doesn't give you much in terms of svara. He just says it as a cloud by itself. Could be a nafkamina. I tell you, nafkamina, look, between the two approaches, my approach, what I'm suggesting, and what I've been advancing. Does the option exist to make the bracha over asiyas when the mevarech and the osa mitzvah are not the same person? That's he wants to make it before. Does he have the option? What do you think? If the Pshan Beit HaTam is that there's no requirement of over asiyas, because the requirement is only said when you have a seder of the same person who does the bracha and the mitzvah. So if it's a separate person, he doesn't have to do it. But if he wants to do it before, then maybe he could do it before. But if you say the pshat like Rabbeinu Peretz says, that there's a chashash, that if you make the bracha before, the other person won't do the mitzvah, it'll be bracha vatal, then he mamish has to do it afterwards. It's no choice. So it could be an afkamina pshat and Rabbeinu Tam, what he means. Okay, are you?
Yeah, how different is the idea of the chashash at bracha levatala from what Rabbi was saying in the rush that maybe the woman will back out? Isn't that
the rush was chashash? Saying beside the woman?
Same chashash though, bracha levatala.
Yeah. But the rush says it because of the isha. Yeah, by kiddushin. Why does it say the man? If he's not making the bracha, then the man could also back out. Yeah. Why does he have to make it about the woman's?
He's saying stuff that is the concern.
The Rosh was saying specifically about that Indian, right? Could be that the Nevarach is making the bracha for the person, so it could be the chash for the person himself is not so high of a risk.
Right.
In other words, it could be from the Rosh with Matzah specifically a svaro there by the Isha. She's not b'chal the mitzvah. But she's party to this, that if she backs out, there's nothing, no kedushin. But maybe he wouldn't be choshesh, that the oseh, ha-mitzvah, would be choser between the bracha of the other, the bracha of the person is on behalf of the oseh. So maybe you're not choshesh for the person. The Ravid says, though, you're that's from the rush. The Ravid on the Rambam there, in Gimel, Chav Gimel, Ishus. So the Rambam says, you make the bracha before. The Ravid comes back and says, "An anu omin keno mekadish v'achakach nevarech." He goes that the bracha is after. Timsa Chaisa below Tirsa Lekabel Abrachel Vatala. But then he adds interesting things. See, it's Bizar Tan Lebircha Sa'av Shemvarach Lachnisa Bibiso Shel Abraham Avinu. What does he mean? That's why the Av says Lachnisa when? What does the Rabbi mean? Yeah, that's the Lachnisa of the Av is when? Is after the Mila, meaning of the parents. In other words, because the Av would say Lachnisa, what if the mother decides not to do it? So even though Taka mentions the Isha here, he doesn't mention the man. Why could he mention the man? The same with Achniso is the mitzvah. I mean, I guess because the male is not party to the mitzvah. He's Kal Yisrael, but he's not specifically mitzvah. But I don't know exactly. Maybe that's why. Who else had a question? So this is a little bit in terms of Pepshat. So what are the Shinuyim, just to spell out again, the Shinuyim between Tosis here and Tosis in Shabbos, right? So number one, the Tosfos here doesn't emphasize within the Rashbam that he was changing the order of the Girs and the Gemara and the order of the Brachos. It only discusses that you make Lachniso beforehand. But what you see in Shabbos is more than that. He wanted the Lachniso to precede the Al Hamila, and the Girs and the Gemara therefore has to follow from that. Rabbeinu, and again, he makes two points. Number one, the Nusach HaBracha, and also the Din of Bava Asiyasan. Rabbeinu Tam takes one issue at a time. So regarding the Nusach HaBracha being Lehach Niso, so Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos says, that doesn't bother me, because the Lamed can even also mean Lesha'aver as well. It's more likely to mean Lehabav, but it can also mean Lesha'aver, and that takes care of that. Rabbeinu Tam over here makes a whole part that the Lehach Niso is not about this Mila is Maisa Mila right now. It's Maisa Mitzvah now. It's the general Shevach to Baruch Hu for giving us opportunity to do the Mila. And we're talking it for the sake of the Hecker to know why we're, that this Mila was the shame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that only took care of the Kasha of the Nusach. The Rosh apparently used that to answer both Kashas. Teda, that it's Birchas HaShevach, because you see you do it afterwards. And Rosh points out, but Rabbeinu Tam felt that Lamaisa, what prompted the Birchas HaShevach was the Mila, so it should also be before. Says Rabbeinu Tam, and this is both here and in Shabbos, as far as Av Asiyasan is concerned, the Kav of Asiyasan is not said if it's Mevarech Acher, someone else's Mevarech. The reason is not stated here in Tosus, here or in Shabbos. One could have just said it's the Kav in terms of the Kav of Asiyasan, only when there's a Seder for one person to say X, Y, that order, A, B, first the Bracha. But someone else, the din wasn't said, could be the option would still be available then. And the way the Ben of Teretz has it, it's also going to mean that there's a chashash bracha batala that the osa mitzvah won't do it. Therefore, he has to do it afterwards. The teda is in the case of Birchas Erison, which is far from simple, than the fact that it was done afterwards. The Rambam holds it straight for Birchas HaMitzvah. It was said before, bedafka. And others who say it afterwards, they learn the Birchas HaShevach, but still Rabbeinu Tam thought it should have been before, and that's why he still brings a raya from that it should have been before. It must be that when it's two different people, then there's no din of Ovar Asiyas. That's in terms of just laying out the Tosus itself. What else does Masha point out? Just what the last part of the Masha. What if the father is the Maya? So let's say the father is the male, then the kala Rabbeinu Tam is that you don't say Ovar Asiyasan if it's two different people. But if the father is the male, so should his lachniso be before or after? So if you follow the logic of Tosis, what should follow? What should come out? It should be before. It says the Masha, he connects it to later Tosis on the Amud, on the base, that lo chilku. Once it was a niskan to say lachniso after, not over asiyasan, then it's going to be afterwards even by the father as well. As Tosis is going to say later by tefillah, similar thing. But as far as you ask a kasha, but the Gemara says that the father would say lamul, and everyone else says alamila. So that's different. There don't say lochilk, it doesn't explain, it doesn't really elaborate. How do we hold on this question?
Can we go back on that?
What?
Don't we go back on the fact that the father has to say one more?
Yeah, but he means you're going to drop up. Right. The Rambam, though, it's interesting. We'll get to the Rambam. Taka says it. He says, well, that's interesting. We'll talk Kalm of the Mitzvahs. We'll talk about that Rambam. The Rosh mentions another Vart. What should we try to do in the Achniso? Yes, Hashem, when the time will come for all of you, you have to know what to do it. Shas, Hashem, opportunities like this. So the Rosh has, the Gemara talks about this Mila and his Priya. Priya is pulling back. It's the cutting that's pulling back the ore around. So there's Priya. Without Priya, the Mila is not finished. So they say, the Rosh says, there in Shabbos, that the Bracha of Achniso should be said between the Mila and the Priya. For Ot Shamati, the very end of that siman, the siman Yod, Shavia ben Barach miyad achadecha samayel mikri shafir over lasi yasan begamu haba. It's both. You can inkaim of lasi yasan lefi shadan lo para. So them aspect of the mila didn't yet happen. It's not mobile para kilo mo. It's not so pushy. It depends on the various melim. Some melim do mil pure brasachas. This you have to know when you have negeir who your mail is. So then you don't really have this opportunity. If it's priya separate, then it's Lachniso is between the Mila and the Priya, so it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as well, in the Shach, in Hilchas Mila Yerdeya, Veish Samach Hei. So Machabe says, Hamal Mivarach Asher Kidshan Mitzvos of Yitzvan Ola Mila, Vavi Aden Mivarach Bein Chaticha So'arla L'Priya Asher Kidshan Mitzvos of Yitzvan Ola Lachniso Vizah Shavam Avim. That's the Machabe. So the Shach explains there, why does the av say between the chatichas ala and the priya de lachniso? Shem the yesh poskim levarach kodem hamila. Mishum the komitz kohen over lasiyasa. The yesh poskim levarach acha hamila. The shem yim lachamayo. He brings the reason of binul peres. He'll go yamu by bracha batala. Hilkach levarachin acha hamila kodem a priya. The chashiv shapir over lasiyasa. The movel apara kilo mo. Because he already did part one, he already did the Mila. The Ma'isa Yotze B'diyev, no matter what. So either way, it's good. That's where you find the father's usually rushing very quickly. As soon as the Mila, as soon as the Ma'isa says Ala Mila, and he's already starting to do it, that's when you right away hear the father saying Achnisa. Let's just go back one more Nekuda. In terms of the Rashbam, what's not stated in the Rashbam, the Geder HaBracha of Achnisa. So what is that all about? If I had to ask you, what, after reading this Tosafot, so what is Lachnisa all about? So what emerges from Ben Utam is this interesting, and the Rosh says, and also this Yisod, that's a Birchas HaShevach. It's a hecker for the Brach, for the Mila of now, but it's Birchas HaShevach in general for Mitzvahs Mila. And what did Rabbi Rashbam think? He didn't tell us. It sounds like Rabbi Rashbam's Mechadish, that Indian, right? If it's a Birchas HaShevach of the opportunities that exist in the future, then the Lamed is okay. So what did Rabbi Rashbam think? The Lamed indicates that it's going on this Mila. So 182 Brachas. It's on this Mila. So we have Ala Mila already. What do you need also Lachniso? That's Sasa Mitosis. How did he learn up the Lachniso? He requires it to be over Lasiyaso. He changes the Girsa and the Gemara. The Via Ben first is Lachniso. Then the Mila says Ala Mila. Because you're going on the meal. So what do you need a bracha on the meal for the father and also for everybody, for the male? The Rambam is Mitzyachis to this. The Rambam in Hilchas Mila says a word here. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mila, Per Gimel Lach Aleph, Hamo Mivarech Kodem Sheyamu, Baruch Atah Hashem Okinim Al-Kalam, Asher Kitshad Mufosav Tzivanu Ala Mila. He also says, it's a fun to get back to, Mahayamo Beno, he says, Lamo Esaben. Va'avia Ben, Mevarech Bracha Acheres. Barachat Hashem, Okinim Acholam, Asher Kidshanu, B'mitzvosav, B'tzivanu, Lachniso, B'viso, Sh'avram Avinu. Continues the Rambam. Shem Mitzvah Al Ha'av, Lamo Es Beno, Yoser ala mitzvah shemitzuben kol Yisrael sheyamulu kol orel shebeinayin. So what is the Rambam trying to say? He's trying to answer seemingly akasha. What is he mairach here? He tells you that Moses ala mila, and the father says bracha acheres asher kedshanu mitzvos v'achniso shemitzva la'av ulamos b'no yoser al mitzvah shemitzvim kol Yisrael. You have to know, I leave this to think about. The Rambam is chora trying to answer our kasha. The fact that there's a mitzvah miyuchedes al ha'av v'lamul is warranting a separate bracha to maybe to highlight that. That the father has a separate mitzvah more than everybody else, and that's why he has lachnisa. That's what he seems to be saying here. We have to be masbu what that means. In terms of, is that means is it different geder hamitzvah? And if so, what does that mean exactly? What's the geder hamitzvah they have in contrast to the geder hamitzvah of Kol Yisrael? The Rambam is telling us that's what is an, that's what the Rambam is saying, bar, but what's the omek hadavar? Not that this is now it's in the Rambam, but Lamasha, I'll give you an example. There's a big machlokas, a post can be shown in when a male does mila, not the father, is that b'torah shlichus? Sometimes you'll hear a father saying, I'm making, or the male will tell him, make me a shliach. Do you really need that? Is he a shliach? Not everybody would assume that's a shlichus. But mashal, there's a tosus rid, tradition chafes. The Gemara learns out that a woman's not mitzuber to mal her son, only if a father is, and it's and the Gemara learns out of a pasuk shetziva also kim. Some of you weren't these sugyas, right? Chavtes. So the question is, why do you have to come onto that drasha? Typically, that a woman is not obligated in a lot, and the mitzvahs say she's my grandma, and the mitzvahs mila is only by yom. So the Tosfos Rid says that you wouldn't view this as man grama. Why? Because what is the mitzvah of the father? The mitzvah of the father is to do the maisa mila. The maisa mila is only by day, so it's man grama. He says, no. The mitzvah of the father is, he says, Avo av, shetziv, even though there's a kavuas man for the ben hanimo, went to do the mila, but ha'av shetzivo haboreles asik b'milas b'no. The mila, the father's mitzvah is to be osik b'milas b'no. Ha'isik ha'hu engos man. In other words, to see to it that the father, that the son gets a mila. So all the effort, all the involvement to see to it that there'll be a mila, that's not limited to daytime. That's what all the hachanas, it's not pshat that the hachanas to the mitzvah of the actual maisa mila. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be osik in hachanas tzarchin milas b'no. That's why it's called Natsman Brahma. That's what it sounds like he's saying. And therefore, you would have Machayev the Isha as well. The Havamina, Hitis Asik, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, Achaya, Tamas Binanu. To see to it, whatever it goes into, seeing to it that there'll be a meal, that's not limited in time. No, so again, that obviously could be thought about as what makes the father unique. What is the mitzvah general for everyone else? Is it Asik or something else? You know, this is all more, you know, military. You have to think about these in Yana. Okay, I guess we could go. I wanted to go Leviathan Tosis, but probably didn't get there yet, right? You probably were just in this Tosis today, right? Mm-hmm. All right, save it. We'll work our way through. Okay.